Chapter 25, Basic Principles of Writing Reports. So far we've discussed that a report is a logical presentation of facts, details, data. Now what do we talk of basic principles? That means what aspects are looked into to write a proper report. Accuracy is absolutely essential. And the only way to ensure it is to be meticulous and painstaking in collecting and recording facts and handling them. That means whatever facts I have got, whatever data details I have got, accuracy is of great importance. To what extent is this a fact? To what extent is it appropriate? As far as this report is concerned, information and facts can be collected from library, subject catalog, people working in areas related to subjects, and personal observation. When we talk of information and facts, various sources, where is the information gathered from? Where do we collect facts from? So, library. We do a lot of research, reading. We talk of subject catalog, whereby we get information specific to a subject. People working in areas related to subjects. That means people who have specialized in that field and the people who have adequate information. So it gets easier for us to get accurate data. The art of speaking and listening to people, the skills of note-taking, summarizing and looking up reference material are invaluable in preparing for writing a report. Now, when we talk of art of speaking and listening, if we have to take down notes, it is about being an active listener. Because the focus is actually on what the person is saying, but at the same time, the person is also writing down what is said. So, the skill of note-taking is a very important factor. Summarizing. We gather all the details and then we summarize it. As discussed before, the executive summary, for example, whereby we put forward all the important aspects of what is there in the report in a concise manner. A summary, for example, if read by an individual or the person who is the director of an organization, is enough in terms of information because the person may not have time to read the detailed report. When we talk of looking up reference material, there are various sources, the internet, books. So various sources to gather information, people who have specialized in a particular subject or a field. So various ways to gather the information from various sources which we just discussed. Elements of style, words, phrases, sentences, paragraphs and chapters are the units of expression which must be handled skillfully in order to have a good and appropriate style. Element of style, we will be discussing each one of these in the coming slides. When we talk of a phrase, a simple sentence for giving instructions. What is a phrase ideally? It is a cluster of words. When we talk of phrase, what does it mean? Which is a unit. That means, for example, as you will see, take into consideration. So what are we trying to say? Through these four words, as you will see, our observation. So as you will see, comma. Our observation. So when we talk of a phrase, it is a cluster of words. and it has a meaning to it. A simple sentence is used for giving instructions, making observations. Compound sentences are used to convey and coordinate ideas, which imply progression, balance, comparison, or contrast. Complex sentences are used for the expression of fine, subtle, and complicated ideas. When we talk of words, the kind of words used, for example, you can use the word think as well as consider. When we talk of writing, it is about communicating effectively. So, for example, a word like begin or commence. What is most suitable to the information which you want to write? That means what word suits better in the sentence? Does begin sound appropriate or commence? When we talk of phrases, what is a phrase? It is a cluster of words which is a unit of meaning. That means this cluster of words ideally has an impact on the sentence. For example, in the first place, will take into consideration. So you give the sentence after you write these phrases. As you will see, comma, are observations pointed. So we are having a phrase which is actually putting forward a sentence in an appropriate manner, and it gives meaning to the sentence. When we talk of sentences, a simple sentence is used for giving instructions, making observations. When we talk of a simple sentence, the committee held 3 meetings. That is a simple sentence. What is a compound sentence? They used to convey and coordinate ideas which imply progression. When we say that a compound sentence is used to convey and coordinate ideas, what do we mean by this? Skilled labor is easily available, but it is not cheap. It is a compound sentence. Why? We're using a word but out here, but, which means that we are saying that skilled labor is available, but it is not cheap. So what is the aspect? They used to convey and coordinate ideas. That means this word but is combining both the sentences and letting us know that even though skilled labor is easily available, it is not cheap. It is expensive. Balance, comparison, or contrast. Complex sentences are used for the expression of fine, subtle, and complicated ideas. When we talk of balance, a compound sentence will explain in a manner which gets easy for the person to understand, because a compound sentence will always have some logic to the first part of a sentence. We just spoke a few minutes back, but it is expensive. So it's giving support to the first half of the sentence that though skilled labor is easily available, it is expensive. Paragraphs. It is a group of associated sentences defining and developing an aspect of a subject. It is used for introducing, developing, explaining, describing, comparing, summarizing, and concluding. When we talk of paragraph, it is a group of associated sentences defining and developing. That means, say you've received defective goods from an organization. The first paragraph will state, it will be the introductory paragraph. So it will state that you've received defective goods on which date And what do you mean by defective goods? So, what or to what extent is the damage? The second paragraph will have more details about the first paragraph or will have supporting ideas for the first paragraph. And the last paragraph will be what you expect. We request you to replace the damaged goods as soon as possible. So what do you expect? So when you talk of paragraphs, introducing, so the first paragraph, say when you receive defective goods, this is with reference to the goods received on the 4th of September. Then you mention a few lines as to what are the goods, where were they delivered. Then in the second paragraph, you exactly describe to what extent have they been damaged. When we talk of explaining, that takes place in the second paragraph. Describing, comparing, summarizing and concluding. When you talk of describing, you give all the details. If there are comparisons to be made, that too ideally is put in paragraphs. But we have been placing an order with you since the last 5 years, but this is the first time we have received damaged goods. So we are comparing to the past. Chapters. It is the main division. The length of the chapter depends on the length of the report, the number of aspects investigated, the layout and the style of the presentation. Its plan should be logical. That means when we are talking of chapters, the number of aspects investigated, all the information goes in a logical order when we speak of chapters. When we are talking of chapters, what are we actually wanting to say? Out here, it should highlight the major aspects and the information will flow in a particular order whereby it is more structured. The ideas flow in a logical manner. Writing the report. Technical writing needs the facts, logical sequencing of facts and arguments, statement of facts in plain, grammatically correct and properly punctuated English, and adequate information and illustration to support the facts. When we talk of writing the report, as discussed, that information should be in a logical order. Whenever there is information, it should have facts supporting the details. If any arguments, then how do we present the arguments as far as writing a report is concerned? How do we convey an argument to the reader? When we talk of grammar, appropriate grammar, concise sentences, and as far as grammar is concerned, the sentence should be structured appropriately. No grammatical errors, appropriate punctuations, and the sentence should not sound complex. It should be easy for the reader to understand. Adequate information is a very important aspect. The reader should feel that all the details have been expressed as far as this report is concerned. Illustrations, diagrams, graphs, charts will definitely help the reader to understand the report better. Considering the reader's response, the impact of the presented facts on members of the organization must be considered. Say you have written a report. You must look into one crucial point, that what will be the reader's response? Are you sounding overtly critical as far as this report is concerned? Are you sounding biased? Are they preconceived notions or judgments as far as this report is concerned? Because we need to focus on how the facts will sound to the reader. And even if there have to be certain statements which should be put forward in the report, it should be written in a manner whereby the person does not feel that you have a biased view towards a certain situation or situations. Tact, diplomacy, and persuasiveness will be needed. So, diplomacy is one aspect which is considered and is required. Stating defects and shortcomings requires careful handling, especially if they reflect on a person's ability. So the moment you are focusing on shortcoming or some fault, then it should be mentioned in a skillful manner so that the opposite person does not find it difficult to deal with this kind of a situation. Human sensitiveness must be respected. As far as oral communication or written communication is concerned, we must focus on being fair and not biased. We must focus on being tactful, and that is a skill because it is extremely important to focus on the sensitivity of other individuals. So writing a statement in an assertive manner whereby the message is conveyed, but at the same time it is not sounding critical to the person in terms of a statement, or you're not being overtly critical as far as expressing your views are concerned. Thank you.